Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second, the left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting third, the second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Hal Rhine. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second, the third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third, the catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Shores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Shores. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth fields the ball and throws to McFadden covering. Safe. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Dykes moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scarrett. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Dykes scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley strikes out. Two outs. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Shores, and towards Boley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. McFadden reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to home to get Dykes. Cochran moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Webb reaches second base with a double. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 0 for 1 in the game. Toth takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to third. Reeves moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein is hit by the pitch. Webb scores. Reeves moves to third. Toth moves to second. It's 2-1. Athletics. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Moore reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores is 0 for 1 in the game. Shores hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McFadden takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. McFadden moves to second. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 0 for 2 in the game. Skerritt bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McFadden moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McFadden tags and scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Skerritt moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Skerritt tags and moves to third. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dykes bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Cochran moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebbing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Hebbing reaches second base with a double. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McFadden strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hebbing. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Hebbing steals third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hebbing tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to second. Homer Summa pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Boley moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reagan strikes out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Skerritt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tote strikes out. 1 out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heving hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 0-for-3 in the game. Skerritt strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dykes hits a line drive towards third. Reeves reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Reeves hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Tote hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Rhine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-4 in the game. Miller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Heving strikes out. 1 out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McFadden strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrett is 0-for-4 in the game. Skarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reagan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Reagan reaches third base with a triple. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Otis Miller pinch hits for Bobby Reeves. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Otis Miller now playing third base. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney pinch hits for Phil Toth. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sweeney moves to third. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for 1. The throw to home, double play. Sweeney is thrown out at home to complete the double play. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Sweeney now playing first base. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 5 in the game. Scarrett bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to second. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reagan scores. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Miller moves to third. Sweeney moves to second. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 7, Athletics, 7. Ed Durham now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 5 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 6 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3 for 6 in the game, with two singles and a double. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 7. the Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heving for the out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-5 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grove moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and three walks. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-7 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grove scores. Dykes moves to third. Cochran moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.